This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I won't leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Oh, let's thank God for the Word. Can you thank Him for the Word today? Amen. Amen. Well, we're closing out a series this whole month on a Spirit-filled church. And we've been defining what a Spirit-filled church looks like. And let me just say, I'm the founding pastor, Kim and I, of 42 years ago, we planted this church. From then to now, it's always been, always will be a Spirit-filled church. If you haven't been with us, you can go to our website. It's free. We used to charge for it, but now it's free. We used to have cassette tapes, and we charged for them. Then we got Revelation, and we moved to CDs, and we charged for them. I don't know if you remember, after the services, there'd be lines of people all through the lobby to get the CD of the service. I saw that as hunger for the Word of God. But some people couldn't afford it, so now we made it's actually free, the teaching. It's free for you, so thank you for those seven people who are excited about the Word. Amen. Encouraging. Hallelujah. So a Spirit-filled church, we've looked at what that is. We've defined it. We've talked about it. We're going to conclude today. But why have I taught on this series? The why. Now, seriously, if you'll give me just 30 minutes, and again, think about it now. Think about my challenge. Seriously, we're all on the internet more than 30 minutes throughout the week. And we come here and we get 30 minutes to reprogram our thinking, get the right perspective. Well, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, the presence of the living God to do that. Amen. So why this whole month? We end it today. And weren't you excited about Richard Montia's last week? Yeah, Richard. You know, when Richard first came here, I had him speak at our Dream Team banquet. And we went out and he wanted to go to Cracker Barrel. And, you know, and so Kim and I took him and his wife out to Cracker Barrel. And I showed up in a denim jacket. He had a denim jacket. He said, I knew you were my people. And then so we got talking about, you know, he lives in L.A. It's a car scene. And so we got talking about, he's a classic car guy, too. I don't know if you knew that or not. His son has a classic car that goes to shows and wins all kinds of awards. So their whole family's into classic cars. I'm into classic cars. We're two or three. Praise God. So we just hit it off. Amen. Praise God. So why would I teach this whole month? Number one, for you and I together to have a greater relationship with the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't know, but the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God the Father's in heaven, God the Son is at the right hand of the Father, creating your mansion for you in heaven. So the only part of the Trinity on the earth is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John, right before he was crucified, the night before he was crucified, John 14, 15, and 16 is the Last Supper. The night before he was crucified, he said, I've got to go away, but for your advantage, I'm going to send another one just like me, the Holy Spirit. Okay? So the Holy Spirit is the only one of the Trinity on the planet. So we need to have a greater relationship with the Holy Spirit, right? Greater relationship. And so 2 Corinthians 13, 14, look at the overheads. You can see this, the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. And look at this, and the presence of God. Wow. And the fellowship, communion, sharing together, and participation. Look at this. In the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Amen. So what is he saying there? He's saying you and I need to learn how to fellowship. What is fellowship? Two fellows in a ship. fellowship with the Holy Spirit. My question to you, have you done that lately? Have you talked to the Holy Spirit? Have you surrendered to Him daily? Have you asked Him for help? Have you got to know Him, His nature? Last 2 weeks ago, I talked about the seven names of the Holy Spirit, which is the nature of the Holy Spirit. If you want here, download that. I share with you the characteristics, like I just shared with you about Richard Montes, some of his nature, his likes, lined up with my nature and my likes. So we fellowship. We'll text one another back and forth. When we go to California, in fact, he left me a note. He bought me a Pendleton shirt. He said, here, Pastor, this is a car guy shirt. I want you to wear it when you come to California. Let's hang out together. Well, how does that fellowship happen? I know some of his likes and dislikes. He knows some of my likes and dislikes. And so we hang. We understand each other. Do you understand the Holy Spirit, His operation, what grieves Him, what hurts Him, what He rejoices with? And that's what this is talking about. And that's why I've been teaching on it. Because if you're not fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, you're missing out on a whole lot. In fact, you're doing most of what you're doing in the flesh, and that's why you're stressed out. Number two, why would I teach the whole month on a Spirit-filled church? Is so you can live your best life. So you can live your best life. The Bible says in 1 John 4, you need to know this verse so you can confess it. I confess it almost every day. 1 John 4, 4, greater, let's practice, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. You need to say that every day. You're recognizing the Holy Spirit. You're recognizing that He's within you, okay? The greater one is within you to face your challenges, your obstacles, conflict, stress, pressure, being overwhelmed. So I've been talking about what a Spirit-filled church looks like and a Spirit-filled believer looks like this whole month so that you can live your best life. And the season that you're in now won't be less than the last season, but the season you're in now will be better than the last season. Doesn't the Bible tell us we go from glory to glory? We don't go from glory to less glory. You don't go from a good season to a bad season. That's not God's will for your life. So to live your best life, okay? Joel 2:28. Look at the screens. It will come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon all flesh. Black people, white people, brown people, skinny people, fat people, rich people, poor people. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And look at this. A Spirit-filled church is tri-generational. If you've noticed, I put on the platform young people, middle-aged people, and mature people. You're not looking up here at me, right? I can tell. I put on the platform, we have young people, we got middle-aged people, and we got mature people. You with me? You look around our ministry, I tell our staff, I want all three age groups. And I'm not the kind of church where it's just for young people and they push the old people out, or it's just old people and they don't want to change and don't want to turn things over to young people. You see what I'm doing with Daniel? Okay, follow my model. So it's tri-generational. A Spirit-filled church is tri-generational. It's three generations: children's ministry, youth ministry, seniors ministry, middle-aged ministry. It shall come to pass after I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and here's one, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. If you're not a dreamer, you won't live your best life. You need Holy Spirit-given dreams, right? And then it says, your old men shall dream dreams. And look, thirdly, and young men will see visions. The Holy Spirit helps us dream dreams and have visions. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come in your life. You won't need a Ouija board or tarot cards. You won't need a witch, okay? Because if you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, He will give you dreams, He will give you visions, and He'll show you things to come so you can live your best life. Amen. And if you're not a dreamer, hang out with our family here at Church on the Rock, and you should be getting dreams and bigger dreams, not less. Why am I teaching on it? Number three, so you can live a life of greater impact. You can live a life of greater significance and success, fulfilling God's will and purpose for your life. So you can live a life of greater impact. People who think they're not significant commit suicide. People who think they have a life worth living are average, and they just get by struggling from week to week. Okay? So those are three reasons that I've been teaching this whole month, and you got to look at the whole series now. So I'm only going to give you two big ideas today, okay? Everybody say big ideas. Okay. A spirit-filled believer is intentional with two things. More than that, but I'm just going to give you two, okay? A spirit-filled, now you understand you can't get born again without the Holy Spirit. I learned a big word in college, regeneration. Regeneration, it means get born again. We can't get born again through works or try to be good enough. You only get born again by and through the Holy Spirit, born of the Spirit. We call that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Most Christians stop there. Most Christians stop there, but not in a spirit-filled church. We know there's more than just getting saved. There's more than just getting born again. There's more. You move on to the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And I talked about that in this series, what that means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, to have a prayer language, and all that happens there, okay? So everyone say indwelling and infilling. Don't stop with the indwelling. You want to be hungry. You want to go for more. That's the culture of Church on the Rock. I shared with you a couple weeks ago the gym that Daniel and I are a part of. And how it's not an average gym. It's for fire breathers, those who want more. We're not content just going, you know, a couple days a week, okay? Well, Church of the Rock, we're not just content of coming on Sunday. You realize we only meet once a week? Somebody needs to start a Wednesday night service. I don't know who needs to do that, but somebody needs to get in gear, I'll tell you, okay? So a spirit-filled church, all right, is intentional on developing the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Do you know that our number one goal as Christians is not to make money, start a family, build a business, retire? That our number one priority as a Christian is to be conformed into the image of Jesus. That for a Christian, we're not to be, a rock star or a performer or religious or play games or be judgmental or all the above. No, a Christian, a born-again, spirit-filled believer is intentional on every day developing the fruit of the Spirit. And notice it doesn't say fruits. Now, there are some granola Christians, fruits, flakes, and nuts. But they don't come to Church on the Rock. If you're visiting, we just want you to know that, okay? So everyone say the fruit of the Spirit. So a spirit-filled Christian, that's what you should be working on every day. Because if I'm not in the fruit of the Spirit, I can't be led by the Spirit. So in other words, if I'm opposite of these nine fruit, my emotions are opposite of these nine fruit, I can't hear God. I can hear other voices, but I can't hear God. So developing the fruit of the Spirit, then I can be led by the Spirit and make the best decisions. But I say, walk, live habitually. So this is a habit. These are habits, okay? Walk, live habitually in the Holy Spirit. Be responsive to the Holy Spirit. Be controlled, not by your emotions, but by the Holy Spirit. Be guided, not by the internet or the trends, by the Holy Spirit. then you will certainly not gratify the cravings, desires of your flesh. So everyone say, habitually, okay, controlled, led by the Holy Spirit. Okay, then verse 25 on the screens, Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Holy Spirit, now you understand that he's talking to Christians, the church at Galatia, this is a local church. So that means that there can be Christians who are led by the Holy Spirit and Christians who are not led by the Holy Spirit. There are Christians who are filled with the Holy Spirit, and there are Christians who are not filled with the Holy Spirit. So the big idea is every day a Spirit-filled Christian should be intentionally get up in the morning and say, Holy Spirit, make me like Jesus today. Help me to be conformed into his character and his image, the fruit of the Spirit. Don't let me be led by my emotions, my circumstances, my own desires, but let me be led by the Holy Spirit. So to be led by the Holy Spirit, I've got to be developing the fruit of the Spirit. You with me, family? So if we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Holy Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life, best life. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life, best life, abundant life, overcoming life, satisfied life, fulfilled life. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward, keep moving forward. Spirit-filled Christians have a vision and a dream in front of them, and they keep moving forward. Let us go forward walking in line with, look at this, and our conduct. Everyone say conduct? Controlled by the Holy Spirit. So for me to be led by the Holy Spirit, I've got to submit my conduct, my reactions, my responses, my perception, my outlook, my attitude. I've got to submit my conduct and conversation to the Holy Spirit. If I want to be led by the Holy Spirit and live my best life, make the best decisions, who I marry, where I work, what I buy, what do I invest, where do I go, the church I attend, if I want to make the best decisions, then I've got to turn my conduct over to the Holy Spirit to be controlled by Him. You still with me, family? Okay, so now let's look at the fruit, not fruits, fruit. So when you get one, you get all nine. Everyone say this with me. Most Christians don't know it. There are nine fruit of the Spirit. Now, if I'm not getting up intentionally and tomorrow morning working on these nine, walking in these nine, if I'm opposite, one says joy. So if I get up tomorrow morning and I'm sad and I'm depressed and I'm stressed out, then tomorrow I can't hear the Holy Spirit. I'll be led by the flesh, the media, the internet, my feelings, my friends, my past, everything else but the Holy Spirit. I've got to be working on the fruit of the Spirit and to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit. Am I making sense today? So the fruit of the Holy Spirit, everyone say nine. This is the work of His presence. Oh my goodness. The work of His presence. So if I'm anointed, His presence is His anointing, and He's here right now. So if I'm in His presence, I'm in His anointing, the fruit of that will be these nine. If I'm walking, not if I'm a rock star up here and I have the latest trend, the latest worship, the latest CD, the latest concert, that doesn't move me. It's what do that person act like on Monday morning? What's their attitude? What's their conduct? What's their conversation? How do they treat their family, their friends? What's their work ethic? How do they respond to adversity? Do they have grit? Do they have resilience? Are they an overcomer or a victim? Are they always blaming people? Are they always criticizing? Are they sarcastic? Those are all the opposite of these nine. Are they unfaithful? Do they not come to church? Do they not fellowship with the body of Christ? Spirit-filled Christians attend the local church. They're faithful. If I'm unfaithful, I'm not in the Spirit. Okay? Aren't you glad I came back from pain? Okay, so look. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, which His presence or anointing will accomplish. Here they are. It's called the law of first reference. So look what the very first fruit of the Spirit I've got to work on tomorrow morning. Love. See how that went over? Pastor, you don't know where I work. I got a bunch of really crazy nuts where I work. Pastor, you don't know the school, my teacher, my... Pastor, you don't know my neighbor. Pastor, you don't know my husband. Oh, it's getting really convicting here today, isn't it? Is this helping you? I hope it's helping you. This is the answer. I've been doing this all my life. This is the answer for marriage conflict, for work conflict, school conflict, neighbor conflict. This is the answer. If I'm walking in love, I'm not causing stress and strife in the body of Christ or in my family or where I work. Praise God. Love. Everyone say love. Love. So if I'm a hater, you shouldn't be a partaker of hater. You shouldn't have a hate mentality. So the opposite of love would be hate. So anytime I'm hating people, I'm hating this, I'm hating that, I'm not walking in the fruit of the Spirit. I'm not controlled by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to make wrong decisions. Secondly is joy, gladness. Oh my goodness, if I'm depressed all the time, manic depressive, got to go through this and that and the other all the time just to keep my attitude up. Well, I need an awakening in my life. I need to understand the Holy Spirit that when He comes in, He helps me develop these things. I can't do them on my own, the nine fruit of the Spirit. Peace. If I'm calling strife and stress in the church, the body of Christ, and my family, where I work, I'm not in the Spirit. Because when I'm in the Spirit, I'm a peacemaker. If I'm in the Spirit, I'm preaching the truth, you guys. If I'm in the Spirit, I'm a peacemaker. I'm not going on social media and causing strife. If I'm in the Spirit, I'm a peacemaker. Look at the next one. If I'm in the Spirit, I'm walking in patience. If I'm in the Spirit, look at this, even temper, forbearance, long-suffering, kindness. If I'm in the Spirit, I'm not rude. If I'm in the Spirit, look at this, goodness, blemish, generosity. If I'm in the Spirit, look at this, faithfulness. I come to church more than once a month. I come to church more than twice a month. Since COVID, oh my goodness. If I'm in the Spirit, then I'm faithful where I work. I'm faithful in my church. I'm faithful to my mate. I'm faithful to God. If I'm in the fruit of the Spirit, now when we get born again, the Holy Spirit comes in to help us intentionally work on these every day. The nine fruit of the Spirit. Being intentional. Boy, thank you, Lord. Gentleness. Wow. Meekness, which is humility, be a lifelong, you know, I've done a lot of marriage counseling in 42 years in this church, and the number one problem for divorce is a stubborn heart. Hallelujah. Come on now, I didn't say it, Jesus said it. In the book of Mark, he quotes Moses, and they came to him about divorce and remarriage, and Jesus, not blunt, Jesus said, divorce is because of the stubbornness of their heart, unwilling to change, unwilling to adapt. Well, you're getting free counseling right now, okay? Humility, look at this, a fruit of the Spirit, self-control. I'm not going to freak out. I'm going to lose my temper. Now, do we? Yeah. But we have the Holy Spirit to help us do less. Self-restraint, self-control. Look at that. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a charge. So number one, big idea, love. Look at the overhead. Look at the screen. Love. So tomorrow morning, we want to work on that. Joy. Tomorrow morning, we want to work on that. Peace throughout the day. We'll have an opportunity to lose our peace and give somebody a piece of our... And you know what I'm going to say, right? We don't have enough to give any... Okay. long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, that's generosity, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Family, this is what you and I and Christians should be working on, not getting in each other's stuff. But we should be working on this individually every day. This is what Christianity is all about. It's not a show. It's not a performance. It's a journey. It's a lifestyle. It's called the abundant life. And when I am intentional every day, because every day we're going to have an opportunity, right, to use one of the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, the number two big idea is that a Spirit-filled Christian, a Spirit-filled believer, is intentional on the gifts of the Spirit. So everyone say, the fruit of the Spirit works on my... This isn't going to work. Not enough of you are saying it. I'm going back to California. Praise God. Okay, let's try it one more time now. Remember, I only got you 45 minutes. Give me a break. Okay? So say it with me. A Spirit-filled Christian works on the fruit of the Spirit, which is my character. Okay, and God promotes your character, not your charisma or your color. Okay? He promotes character. So the fruit of the Spirit works on our character. And that's why people say, well, I don't want to be one of those Christians because they're hypocrites. What they actually don't know is that that Christian isn't working on daily the nine fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Remember, I started off earlier that there are Christians who are not Spirit-filled and Christians who are. There are Christians who act like Christians and there are Christians who act like the world. Okay? Now, the gifts of the Spirit are for power. Say that with me. The gifts of the Spirit are for power. So you want a life of character and you want a life of power. Like Pastor Kim said, we were on vacation, as you know, the last 2 weeks, and Daniel and I and Stephen and Ethan, we walked into this one store. Actually, I was looking for sunglasses. And we walked into the store, and I was going to purchase some sunglasses. All of a sudden, we heard this lady scream out. She said, "Mom, Mom, wake up. Mom, wake up." The whole place got silent. All the people who were working in there looked, and at the front door, there was a lady, evidently with her mother, in a wheelchair, and her head was over. And she said, "Mom, wake up, wake up." She wasn't responding. "Mom, come on, please wake up." And she went, and then the lady said, somebody call, 911, somebody call, because the people that worked there, they were just, everybody was startled and they were screaming. And she kept saying, "Mom, please wake up." And the lady was in the wheelchair and her head was like this. And she wasn't moving. Nothing was happening. And if I'm lying, I'm frying, that went on, didn't it, Daniel, for several seconds? Nothing was going on. And under our breath, this is to God be the glory, Spirit led. Under our breath, I just said, in Jesus' name, I command life to come back to her. In Jesus' name, I rebuke the spirit of death off of her. And nothing happened for a few more seconds, and they were waiting for the medics to get there, and people were just standing and looking, and her head was bent over. And then all of a sudden, she came back to life, all of a sudden, or whatever. They thought she was gone. What is that? A gift of the Spirit. What is that? Power. What is that? The gift of faith. One of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, 1. So the big idea is you want to work every day as a spiritual Christian on your character, which is the nine fruit of the Spirit that will carry you through whatever you're going through. And then you want to work on the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the door to the gifts is being baptized in the Holy Spirit with prayer language. That opens the door to the supernatural. I need the super on my natural. I need the super on my natural tomorrow morning. So now you want to know what these nine are. A lot of Christians can't even name them, have no clue what they are. Now, about spiritual gifts, the special endowments of supernatural energy, I don't want you to be misinformed as the team comes out. but earnestly desire. So a Spirit-filled church, the people who go there want the gifts of the Spirit. The people who go there want to develop their character. They want to get better, and they want to walk in power. They want God to put his super on their natural as a husband, as a wife, a mom, a dad, a teenager, a college student. So look at this. You're to desire them, and then you're to cultivate them. You're to desire these nine spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, and we're going to list them real quick, the nine, because most Christians can't even list them. For one is given by the Holy Spirit, here's number one, a word of wisdom. Here's number two, a word of knowledge. Verse 9. Here's number three, faith, and that's the gift of faith. And then here's another one, healing or healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. Does anybody need a miracle today? You see, when you develop yourself in the fruit of the Spirit, character, then God can trust you with the power of the Spirit, the gifts. And then as you need them throughout the week, as I've only got you for 45 minutes, they'll show up as the Spirit leads in your set of circumstances. Notice that one of the gifts of the Spirit is miracles. Spirit-filled churches believe in miracles. Another is prophecy. Another is the discernment of spirits. And 8 and 9 is the gift of tongues. That's different than your prayer language. And then the interpretation of tongues. But all of these are given by the Spirit, dividing as He wills. So look at the screen. The nine are, and if you walk away and you just take a snapshot of that, you're smarter than the average Christian. So say it with me, character and power. Pastor, how could that preacher I saw on TV moved in the gifts? Pastor, how could a Jimmy Swaggart, how could a James Baker, how could all these churches that we're seeing fold right now, megachurch pastors, and they're just, and they got thousands come into their church. Pastor, how they move in the gifts. What's the problem? Character. They've developed themselves in the gifts, but they didn't develop themselves in the fruit. And that's why they couldn't finish strong. If you want to finish strong, you got to have both the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit. And the doorway is being baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, the gift of faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongue, and the interpretation. Fruit for character. Say it with me. Fruit for character. Gifts for power. So what do we do now as we close? It's 20 after 10. We ask Jesus to baptize us because he's the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Luke 11, 13. If you being evil or natural know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who simply ask him? So the key today, we're going to have the prayer team come up in a minute. I encourage you to come forward. If you haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you need to be. Your life will change. I shared my testimony the first weekend. Everything will turn around. Your marriage, your work, conflict, stress, being overwhelmed, burden, not knowing how to make the right decision, being led, having a vision, have all that comes from being a Spirit-filled Christian. Amen? Would you bow your heads with me and close your eyes? We're going to pray a corporate prayer right now for everyone here, everyone online. You see, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I need to get right with God. I need to make sure that my sins are forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven. Pastor, I realize that I need God's super on my natural. My marriage is falling apart. My career, my past is haunting me. I'm addicted to all these drugs and all these different things that are destroying my... Pastor, I'm suicidal. I was going to give up, but I've heard the good news today. Wherever you might be and whatever your situation, but you say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I want to get right with God before I leave this campus, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. So we're going to pray a corporate prayer right now. And I want all of us to pray together to lead people to God right now. So let's say it together, church. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I repent. I am a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me, and that He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you look up and stand up and give God big praise right now? Come on, let's thank You for the harvest.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church in the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock, and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for you. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.